Okay, let's I read 1 Corinthians this morning. Let's look at chapter 3. This is in the Word of Yah, the King's Covenant. Verse 5, who then is Apollyon Shelah, and who is Shaul, but servants to whom you believed, and each as Yahuwah, the Master, gave to him. I planted, Apollyon Shelah watered, but Almighty loving Yah of all creation gave the increase. So then neither he who plants nor he who waters does it, but it is Yahuwah who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are very important, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are Almighty loving Yah of all creation's fellow workers. You are Yahuwah of the great nation's field, even Yahuwah's building. According to the Hanan of Yahuwah, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation and another builds on it. Yet let each man be careful how he builds on it. For no one can lay any other foundation than that which has been laid, which is on Yahuwah, our beloved King. But if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or stubble, each man's work will be revealed over time. For the movements of Yah of the Master will declare it, because it is revealed through fire, and the fire itself will test what sort of work each man's work is. If any man's works remains, which he built on, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned, he will suffer this as a loss, but he himself will be saved, but only through the purifying fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of Yahuwah, and that Yahuwah, Almighty loving Yah of all creation's Ruach, lives in you? If anyone destroys the temple of Yahuwah, Yahuwah will destroy him. For Almighty loving Yah of all creation's temple is Kadosh, which you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone thinks that he's wise among you in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahuwah, Eliyah of all creation, for it is written, he has taken the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahuwah knows the reasoning of the wise, that it is worthless. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. For the Sheol, or Apollyasha, or Kepha, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. Because you belong to the eternal loving King, and the King is Yahuwah, Almighty loving Yah of all creation, Eloyahim.